Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare in theaters and streaming. The medieval Viking legend of Amleth, the inspiration for Shakespeare's Hamlet, becomes a dark, big-screen extravaganza in The Northman. Alexander Skarsgård takes the title role of a prince who spends years seeking revenge on his uncle, who killed his father, married his mother, and stole his kingdom. Director Robert Eggers lacks Shakespeare's depth and poetry, but ups the ante on grisly violence and mythological spectacle. Visually, it's absolutely stunning, but the sullen tone of The Northman makes it a bleak, one-note opus. The wildly imaginative movie Everything Everywhere All at Once may have the most appropriate title possible. Difficult to categorize, it's an R-rated sci-fi martial arts action arthouse comedy with overtones of romance and heartfelt family dynamics. Everything Everywhere All at Once stars Michelle Yeoh as a harried coin laundry proprietor who's just trying to get her taxes done. She and her family are sucked into a conflict as they contend with multiple versions of themselves as they try to save the multiverse from a destructive entity. One could argue that it goes too far, but it's funny, highly original, and philosophically thought-provoking. Everything Everywhere All at Once is a masterfully edited and downright wacky viewing experience. If Cartoon Network tried to make Ocean's 11, it might look a bit like The Bad Guys. Sam Rockwell and Zazie Beetz lead a talented voice cast in this funny, manic animated comedy that advocates the notion that criminals are just misguided and in need of direction. While it doesn't approach the depth of Pixar's work, The Bad Guys is still an affable, family-friendly diversion. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI-FM.
Freeze Frame!